Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I'm really excited about this next segment because it's featuring a guest that has not only been able to find out what her passion is, but been able to share that passion with audiences in various ways. Anna Pena is making her first appearance in our show today. She's a singer, an actress, a model, an individual that is definitely enjoying life, and she's allowing all of us, thanks to social media and YouTube, to be able to take the ride along with her. And thousands of you have already subscribed to her YouTube channel. We'll be telling you guys how you can stay connected with her there, as well as how you guys can find out about new music that she has coming up. Anna, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I was really excited when I found out I was going to get a chance to speak with you, Anna, because when I was prepping for this segment, the thing that I love is that you are a person that is definitely enjoying yourself, whether it is in singing, it's very obvious, even in singing the covers that you've done, you know, the passion you put into those, the acting, I've had a chance to watch some of that thanks to YouTube, and then the live performance that you've been able to do as well. I mean, as you kind of look at this journey, and as I said, thousands, almost 8,800 have subscribed to your main YouTube channel. What has it been like for you to see the way that people have taken notice of your work?
Oh, well, first of all, thank you so much. I definitely have a huge passion for it. So yeah. Whenever I was able to discover YouTube and discover how people were putting themselves out there and people were hearing their music, I thought that would be a great idea for me to self-promote myself. So I'm really proud of how many people have been able to hear me because, I mean, I can show my friends and my family, you know, my stuff all I want, but since YouTube and the internet just creates like a huge, you know, outlet for artists and musicians. Yeah, I couldn't be more happy with the outcome, and I definitely want to continue to grow my audience, and it's also just a huge hobby for me, so it's so much fun.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you said something that's very key, Anna, and that is putting yourself out there. That can be a scary thing, especially these days when not everyone is as kind, you know, as we would like for them to be. Was it an easy decision for you to make to be able to not only to put yourself out there, but to show so much of yourself?
Yeah, I'd say so. Like, whenever I was younger, I got a little more of negative comments. You know, I was learning and I didn't have professional videos or anything like that. So of course you're always going to have people that have negative comments, but I've just found that it really doesn't bother me. If you're doing what you love, like that's the only thing that matters. And overall I have way more positivity than negativity. So I don't think it would ever hold me back. And I wasn't too scared of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of my favorite covers that you've done is Chandelier. I love that song. And so when I I had to go over and support it. I mean, the other great thing is you've been able to kind of compile, you know, taking it from YouTube, and then, of course, you'll be able to go to iTunes and be able to have them available. I mean, what is that like for you to have music available? I know you're working on original music as well, and we'll talk more about that later. But what has it been like for you to know that you can tell people, you know, you can, you know, support my music on iTunes?
Yeah, I know. That was a crazy thing whenever I first got my covers on iTunes. I actually work with Fullscreen, which is a partnership with YouTube, and they have so many great outlets for us to put our, like, covers out there and so many, like, licensing things that we can do with our covers. So it's really opened up, like, so many things. So, yeah, that's crazy. And, of course, I'm so excited to get my original stuff out there because, you know, covers are covers, but when you can have your own stuff, like, people can just see so much more about who I am as an artist. That was very rewarding to get stuff on iTunes.
Yeah, well, it definitely has to be a great thing. And you've used that platform of YouTube, you know, not just for the covers, but also I mentioned to you before we went live here, Anna, I got a chance to watch you performing live an original song, I Until It's Gone. I mean, talk to us about the live performance. It's one thing for you to be in the studio, and we can see, you know, the great videos that you have, as I mentioned, like the single Chandelier that you've done. I mean, but what is it like for you to be up on that stage and to feel that energy coming back from the crowd?
Well, the stage is definitely where I feel at home. I grew up doing musical theater, and I grew up dancing and just constantly doing stuff on stage. I went to a performing arts high school, so I feel very comfortable and very at home on stage. So that is actually where I think most of my passion comes from. And performing my original music on stage is like a whole nother ball game, because you're not being, you know, whenever I act on stage, you know, I can kind of hide behind a character, but whenever I'm being myself and being so vulnerable and singing the lyrics that I wrote, it's a little scarier, of course. But like I said, I'll never get used to like the thrill of being on stage. That's just my favorite thing.
Yeah, you know, what a great thing to be able to share. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to speak today with Ana Pena. We're talking to her not only about her love of singing, but also what it's been like for her to share her love of life with the world. And as not only a recording artist, she's also an actress and model. We're going to talk more about the acting here in a moment. But, you know, I think the other thing that was interesting to me when I was prepping for this, Ana, was I noticed you have two YouTube channels. One is, of course, mostly your music and your covers there primarily, and then, of course, the live performance that I referenced. But also, you started a vlog, too, I mean, to kind of let people into who you were. My question to you about that was, when did you start feeling the most comfortable about who you were?
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, I mean, I created my second channel to get people to get to know me, like you said. And I think that's the biggest thing for me. Like, I always am inspired by artists and musicians who I feel like I know personally, and who are comfortable with themselves and who can show the world that, like, they're not afraid to be anybody but themselves. I'm just the most inspired by those kind of artists. So I really push myself to one day, you know, be that confident and with who I am. And so, yeah, doing the vlogs and doing silly videos on my second channel that's kind of more relaxed than my main channel. I just want people to, like, get to know me and, you know, yeah, like, you know, be cool with being themselves, be cool with being goofy, and I hope that I can get more people to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I noticed even on your Facebook page, Ana, that you have people coming on there. You know, they've known you for so long and just talking about your gift. And, I mean, you already are, you know, showing other people not only what is possible, but also, I think, inspiring them toward their own greatness as you're reaching for yours. I mean, what has that part of it been like for you to know that just by your doing what you love, that you're able to inspire other people to do the same thing?
I mean, if I could inspire someone, that is, you know, the ultimate thing for me, because inspiring people, that's just, I don't know, that's amazing to me. Like, to know that I can inspire someone with what I do, like, that's kind of surreal, because I'm always inspired by people, and yeah, I always shoot to be that kind of person. You know, I hope to be inspiring, and yeah, that's just crazy to me.
Yeah. Well, back in March, not that I was stalking your Facebook page, but one of the comments that was made by a friend of yours named Paula says that she's known you a long time. She says that you are highly motivated and a wonderful talent. And I think, you know, to have people say that, to be able to see that, you know, is definitely a great thing. And I think for other people to believe it about themselves is also a great thing. You know, in the same vein, though, as you are being able to share these great covers, I mean, I noticed some of the thing, and I was really hesitant to call you this because, you know, I didn't know how you felt about it personally, but I've noticed some of the headlines calling you a YouTube sensation or, you know, a YouTube star. I mean, is that something that has become comfortable for you, or do you just like the fact that you're able to be a recording artist that people are noticing?
Well, I wouldn't call myself, you know, a YouTube sensation, but I definitely would call myself a YouTuber, and that, you know, a goal of mine is to one day, like, you know, be known as a YouTube sensation, because I love YouTube. I'm constantly on YouTube. I look up so many YouTube stars, and so, yeah, like, if I could be a, you know, like, a YouTube name, that would be amazing. But also, yeah, the other side of it is being a recording artist. Like, I don't know, I just have so many passions and so many goals and dreams, and I kind of just want to accomplish everything that I can. So I kind of just go for, I just kind of go for everything, you know?
Right, and there's definitely nothing wrong with that. Again, everyone, Ana Pena is our guest for this segment. Make sure you guys are staying connected with Ana. We'll tell you a little bit later. You can find her all over social media. As we mentioned, though, she has her covers available right now on iTunes, and she's already readying for her first project of original music. You know, what does that part of it feel like for you, Ana? I mean, to know, I mean, because you've become known to so many people. As I said, almost 8,800 subscribers on your one YouTube channel. I mean, what is it like for you to go from, you know, they're knowing you for covers to then be able to introduce them to who you are as an artist and your own style?
Well, it's been a long-awaited transition for me. I could not be more excited for people to hear my own stuff. It's also a dream come true. I've written music growing up, probably since I was like 12 years old. So I've always written music, but I've never had the opportunity, and I've never been like comfortable enough to show people. So this is all kind of happening for me. This is all really new for me. And like I said earlier, I just think people are going to know so much more about who I am as an artist and who like I want to be whenever they hear like what I've written and how personal it is to me. And people always ask me, like, oh, what kind of genre do you sing, or what kind of music do you sing? And that's always such a hard question for me, because it's like, well, I just sing what I love, and I just write what I love, and I write what I know. And so I just think once they hear it, they'll finally know. And like I said, like, people can listen to covers and they can get a good hint of my voice, but when they hear my music, I think they'll get a good hint of me as an artist and as who I am.
Got you. Well, what can you tell us about Amelia Gale? Because that's one of the personalities we're able to meet on your one YouTube channel, Anna's Life. I mean, what can you tell us about her and what it was like for you to introduce us to Deborah?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. That's one of my best friends. So me and my friends, well, like I said, I went to performing arts school, and so a bunch of us are actors and a bunch of us are, you know, like, really silly. Like, me and my friend's sense of humor is just super goofy. So one day we were backstage for a show, and we were getting ready, and we kind of had to wear these, like, business outfits. And so we just, like, created this character called Deborah, and we were just, you know, improvising and doing silly jokes. And it kind of just came, like, this character just kind of came to life. And, you know, she was over the other night for a sleepover. I was like, oh, my gosh, we have to make a video about Deborah. It's so funny. So me and my friends are constantly creating characters like that. It's just something we do in our free time.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we see you make the appearance, I mean, it really is a funny video. If you guys have not seen it yet, you definitely have to go over to Anna's Life. That's her other channel, to definitely be able to watch it for yourself. And you could be introduced to Deborah as well. You know, in the same vein there, Anna, when I was watching the videos and going through and thinking about, you know, what you are creating, I mean, you really are creating a brand for yourself, not only, as I said, as a recording artist, as an actress, as a model. I mean, you know, have you always had that belief that if you wanted to do something and if you worked hard, that you could be able to achieve it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, growing up, people will always tell you, like, oh, well, don't you think, you know, that dream is a little too, like, big? Or, like, don't you want to, like, have a backup plan? Like, people always say that. Like, don't you want to have a backup plan? Or, you know, like, are you sure you really, like, want to go for that? And I've just always been that kind of person. Like, I've just always known in the back of my head that, like, if I work hard enough and I never give up, like, I truly believe that I can achieve it. I actually recently, I'm currently taking time off of school. I was in college. I did a semester of college. And one of the biggest decisions of my life was to actually take time off and decide to really focus on my career and really go for it while I'm young and while I have the chance to. So, yeah, I've always been that kind of person that just kind of believes that it can happen when you go for it.
Right. I think that is it. And I think, again, you know, what an amazing thing to be able to show people, because, you know, there's so much, you know, negativity that we hear about. It's so great to be able to see somebody be able to do what they love. And then, of course, to have that recognition for it as well. And I think that is one of the amazing things. You know, I mentioned social media earlier. That is one of the ways that you also, outside of YouTube, are staying connected with your fans. Have you gotten used to the idea of having fans?
No, I call them my friends, because I'll talk to them all, and I keep in contact with them all, and it's kind of like a close, like, knit of people that I constantly see supporting me. And so like, calling them fans is kind of crazy to me. I guess I don't see it that way.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I'm sure they appreciate that. I'm sure they appreciate the fact that you see them as part of the family, and that's one of the great things. So, you know, I mentioned a couple of times here, and so we definitely want to get into that. You have the original EP that you're working on. I mean, talk to us about what you're feeling with that, knowing that you're going to be able to have, you know, your own music out there for the world to be able to listen to and to buy. I mean, what can you tell us about the upcoming project?
Yeah, so my EP, I've been writing probably this past year, since October of 2014, and it started when I started working with a songwriting teacher, actually, and I had no idea this would really come about, but after he heard my songs, he was really encouraging me to go ahead and, you know, get an EP out there, because you can just do so much more as a music, like as a singer-songwriter, whenever you have your own stuff and you can show people. And so, yeah, I have 5 songs on the EP, and they are all very personal to me. I've definitely written each and every one of them about some of the struggles that I've been going through this past year or so. I'd just say they're very personal. And I also had a goal to make each one of my songs sound very different. So that was one of my biggest goals. So I think when people hear it, they're going to be shocked in a good way, because I think it's just going to surprise people.
Yeah. You know, the last thing I wanted to mention when I was on your Twitter page, which for those who are not following Anna on Twitter, you guys can go to twitter.com/AnnaPenyaMusic is where you guys can find her there, and we tagged you there. You have, you know, outside of describing yourself, you have a scripture that's there. And I was very curious, because when I first looked at it, the number did not register with me as to what the scripture was. But it's Psalm 84:11, and in the New King James it says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly." I was curious as to what that scripture means to you, and why you wanted to put it with your Twitter page.
Yeah, absolutely. So whenever I was born, I've had this little picture frame of that scripture, and it's because my name Anna means grace. And so I guess the scripture that they gave me, you know, whenever I was newborn, was a scripture that went along with grace. So the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And so I remember one day when I was, like, young, I was really reading it, and it just really, like, hit me that, you know, like, my faith is a very important thing to me. So I did put it on my Twitter so that anybody who, you know, becomes a fan or likes my music will also know that that is important to me. I think that's important. I just think that's important to promote. And I just like how it says that, you know, God won't withhold anything from them that, you know, do right. So I just always look to that.
Yeah. And what a great reminder. I mean, it definitely makes you feel good, because it really shows that no good work goes unrewarded. And you're definitely proof of that, Anna, as you've been able to do the work that you've been able to do and to see the rewards that have come. And I know this is only beginning, so we're really excited to see what's coming up next for you. Again, everyone, Anna Pena has been our guest today. Great conversation, Anna. She's a recording artist, an actress, a model, definitely, you know, living her life and loving every moment of it and allowing us to be able to take part of the journey along with her, thanks to social media as well as YouTube. And I referenced earlier on Twitter, you can be found there at Anna Pena Music. Where else can our listeners stay connected with you?
Oh, yeah. Okay, definitely on my Twitter, and also on my Facebook, which is the same thing, facebook.com/AnnaPenaMusic. Also, of course, my YouTube, which is youtube.com/TripleThreatAnna. And then I'm always wanting new followers on Instagram, so we'll put that out there too. It's AnnaPenaMusic. Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, so make sure you guys are staying connected with her. And Anna, we're really excited for you and the EP. Definitely looking forward to having you back on so we can introduce some of the music here. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a really good talk.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you guys are joining us on the radio side of our program or online and you came in late and missed part of the show, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media sites. And to help you guys for Facebook and Twitter, we've already tagged Anna on both. So head over to our page at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.